It's all the same when people come through that inner place. Then something new comes into the room. Some call it the magic of mediation. For me, it's the inner place where I meet humanity. And from that point, everything is possible. I saw it hundreds of times.
The Center for Understanding and Conflict welcomes you to The Other Chair, a monthly podcast exploring the dynamics of conflict and how to bring the human issues to the table. Together with our guests, we explore how the power of understanding each other can lead to better solutions for people on both sides of an issue. We will also share tips for managing your own mediation practice, approaching conflict in the professional world, and ways to apply our understanding-based model in your personal life. Hello to our listeners, and welcome to The Other Chair. My name is James Dykman. Today's guest is Suzanne Fest, attorney, mediator, and trainer at Mediation Fest, a conflict resolution educational institute in Cologne, Germany. Suzanne has nearly 30 years of experience mediating business and personal conflict and has trained over 1,300 European practitioners. She joins us today to talk about her experience and plans for a future aimed at bringing conflict resolution tools and education to individuals and communities across the world. Hello, Suzanne, and welcome to The Other Chair.
Hello, James, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. I had an opportunity to speak with you recently and learn a little bit about the work that you've been doing over the course of your career, and I'm really excited at the opportunity to bring you, onto this program to speak with our community so that they can learn more about you as well. So I appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
So let's begin. Maybe just let's talk about your background a little bit. Maybe you can start by talking about how you came to learn about conflict resolution as a practice, and then how you got into mediation.
Yes. I started as a lawyer for intellectual property law as a leadership person in a huge company in 1996. And at that time, I was trained in the old style of negotiation. What this was about winning and losing, about right and wrong. And I didn't feel so well with that, but I didn't know any alternative. So I looked around, and parallelly to my work as a leadership person and later in my own law firm, I made coaching training, supervision training, communication training, negotiation training, all for searching answers to deal in a better way with people, to negotiate in a better way. And at the end, in 2003, I learned about mediation. And there I got all the answers I was looking for. It was amazing. So in mediation, and especially the understanding-based model of mediation we are talking about here, it's all about understanding. It's not about right and wrong. And for me, it was like a huge relief to see that this is so sustainable and it's learnable and it's possible to really bring people together who are in conflict, also in highly escalated conflicts, to find with that approach a human, very, very wise way to understand each perspective and each being much better. And then from that point to find new solutions. And that was, as I said, a big, big, huge relief. And it's about positive thinking regarding new innovative solutions for the future. And it's sustainable. When we go to court as lawyers fighting for the right or wrong, at the end, there is a sentence, and often the parties don't bring it into life. So what possibility do you have when you won a case, but you have not the thing you have win for? So with mediation, We have nearly no problems to bring the solutions into life. It's wonderful.
Was there a moment in your early career as an attorney that you realized that there had to be a better way? Was there an event that occurred that you can recall that prompted you to start looking for alternatives to the court system?
Yes, I was a lawyer for intellectual property law and had a client who was a singer, and she wasn't paid. So we brought that case to the court and we won, but the other side didn't pay. And I tried it over 1 year on every level to get the money for my client. And at the end, my client was a kind of accuser. I said, what do I have now? Won. It's nothing. It's nothing worth. It was terrible. The relationship to the other side was broken. The relationship to me as her lawyer was really challenged. And at that time, I thought, what are you doing here? It has to be a better way to find solution where every party agrees at the end and is willing to create this new solution, maybe together.
So it sounds like part of the problem in that moment was that the court decided, and still the party who had to pay didn't agree. They probably didn't feel that they were part of that solution at all. They were just being told. And so they had no incentive or internal motivation to actually fulfill that obligation given by the courts.
Yeah, this is a point. By delegating the solution, mediation focus on the responsibility of the parties. And the mediator supports the parties to understand better the escalation of the conflict, the different perspectives, the interests behind the positions. And then on that level, where the people meet on the human side of the conflict, because we all have the same interest, you know, we all are looking for the right to be, the right to belong, and the right to become. And you can see it in a small conflict between two person on a private way. You can see it in a larger conflict between companies. It's all the same, because also huge companies are leaded by persons, by individuals. And you know, with the understanding-based model of mediation, it's about deep listening to the individuals and to empower everybody to really come to the core of the conflict and to understand the own part of the responsibility, and also to open the room for new solutions, which a person can create together. And then in more than 90% in my company, we make a little research. It's about 95% of all solutions. There are alive. The person brought these solutions into reality.
Conflict manifests itself in many ways in our personal lives, for professionals in the workplace and for practitioners who have made a career bringing together parties in conflict through mediation practice. Each month, the Center for Understanding and Conflict hosts live webinars with featured guests discussing best practices and sharing their experiences for tackling conflict using the understanding-based model. So looking at mediation traditionally, as we know it, and traditionally, it has been attractive to those who have come out of the court systems, who have been practicing attorneys, they've been involved in the court system, so they understand how society deals with conflict at that level and tend to shy away from its permanence and inflexibility towards the parties. And so then you take those who are, and I apologize, it's gonna be a long question. you take those who understand the court system and are educated, and then they go and they become trained in this model of mediating conflict, and they carry that knowledge with them. But how then do you translate those principles of conflict resolution to individuals in society who don't come from the legal community, who don't haven't been educated to understand those principles at that level, but still need these tools just to get through the day-to-day conflict that you could encounter in your neighborhood at the grocery store or with individuals at work who you don't agree with. What do you see as a path forward to reach individuals from outside the field?
When I talk to people, and I use a lot of situations to really listen to people because I want to understand from which perspective people look on the war here in Europe or look on conflicts. When we really get into a deeper conversation, everyone says, I'm not interested in war. I don't want to have any war. Because we are human beings, we have to live together. Independent of what color, background, religious, gender we have. It doesn't matter. We have to live together. And this is a question for the future. How can we manage to, in a co-creative, constructive, positive way, how can we manage to live together in a good way? And when I talk to people, and come to a deeper level, you know, when we open our mind and open our heart, then we meet each other. And at that point, we are all the same. And then the people ask, yeah, but sometimes I'm not able to really agree. I say, yeah, this is great. You don't have to agree. We need conflicts. It's not about avoiding conflicts. It's about avoiding the escalation of conflicts. It's about learning how to deal with different perspectives. And then at that point, people are very curious. And they ask me, how can I do this? And at that point, I can say, okay, when you have values, when you have a special perspective on an issue, how can you translate it? How can you explain it? How do you want to explain it? And then often say, oh, this is not so hard, but what's really hard is to deal with my emotions. Because when other people have other perspectives, I feel attacked or neglected or shamed in my point of view. And this is the main key. How do we deal with our emotions? How do we deal with our needs? We get no answers. And at that point, it's about learning to reflect ourselves, to build up resilience in ourselves, to make our inner work. And in my experience, young person at school, they love this. I think that we lose over the time the ability or the inner silence or the inner space to really reflect ourselves, but we can get it back. Everybody has a point of inner peace. Everybody has a point of inner space. And when we learn to access this again, we have the possibility to build up resilience, to strengthen our relationship to ourselves and then to other people. It's about deep listening to ourselves and then deep listening to other people. It's about understanding. It's about really coming together to find new solutions. And conflicts are necessary for this because conflicts show that there are different perspectives. And we need a whole picture We need a larger picture. So we need different perspectives to really understand what we have to deal with or handle with. The complexity today is so huge that we need everybody to bring their own knowledge, background, wisdom, and so forth. Only together we can find new solutions.
I completely agree. And, you know, the center here in the United States, the Center for Understanding Conflict, you know, has a program where we teach mediators to become teachers. And what we've seen in that program is a lot of individuals who are mediators are looking to find a way to bring those principles and practices to novel and unique places, to schools, community centers, to specific workplace applications, not through programs, but through just addressing conflict between individuals. Broad applications. Your educational institute in Germany, you've trained many people. Are you also seeing the same thing? Are you training mediators to become teachers to take those principles out into their communities?
We are not training mediators as teachers, not right now. We are going into companies and we are training leadership person to deal on a better way, constructive way with conflicts. We are training CEOs. We are also training project managers for community building, for supporting people coming together and creating new neighborhoods or here in communities, bringing more consciousness and capacity into a common ground. For me, it's more about daily life. And I think that we should start really, as I said, at school, in communities, and in companies. These are the three main areas where we are working and where we have a lot of experience. But it would be wonderful to connect more to your institute to learn from you and your colleagues. And I think in the future, the networking will be a main part of building up new capacities.
Throughout the year, the Center for Understanding in Conflict hosts in-depth, basic, and advanced certificate programs designed to train you to become effective mediators and conflict resolution professionals centered in the understanding-based model. Our training programs have been the gold standard in alternative dispute resolution for 40 years and is popular within the legal community with human resource professionals, ombudsmen, and corporate workplace mediation clients. So let's kind of pivot a little bit and, you know, and continue this conversation about having an impact in society. You know, cultures are very different. So in the United States, they're all stereotypes, right? But we have a reputation for being very blunt and outspoken and not mincing words, or at least not shying away from that. Whereas in other countries, Germany would be a good example of a more conservative approach. I know I've spent time in Sweden, very reserved at first with individuals. So, and those are generalizations to be sure. But the question being, how does one approach conflict resolution scenarios in society when individuals, depending on where they live, have a different programming, as it were, from their culture about how vulnerable to be, how outspoken or willing to break down those masks or guards that are up?
This is a very, very good question. Yes, of course. I mean, here in Germany or in Europe, we're living together in a very, very small area with diverse cultures. Also here living more and more refugees from Africa and also eastern part in Asia. So we more and more have to learn to live in intercultural context. And what you're naming now is, in my point of view, more about a question of trauma-informed approaches. So what it means when I'm together in neighborhood or company, working places, whatever, with refugees, for example, from Syria, what we have a lot here in Germany. And first of all, I think it's the inner place where I meet the other one in a, yes, in a heart open curiosity. I as a German woman, I have no idea what refugees from Syria really were suffering. I wanna have more meeting places, witnessing spaces, that we really can, that for example, refugees can digest what they suffered. There are new approaches called global witnessing rooms where there is space to listen, to understand, to really hear what people have to say. And I think I made a training now, a 2 years training about individual and collective trauma healing. And I'm deeply touched and now absolutely convinced that we need more relational witnessing spaces to integrate the past and to come together in the kind of presence that we really can meet from human being to human being and understand more from the different backgrounds and cultures.
I think one of the byproducts that we're experiencing from globalization is the clashing, unintentional in many cases, of cultures and societies. Personally, I think that the reaction into kind of for societies to go back into themselves to these very hyper-conservative traditionalist movements is almost like a reaction to the globalization just bringing us all into each other's lives so completely across the world. And then you look at climate change and war and other factors that are driving refugees into, other nations. In the United States, very generally speaking, but, the larger the population center, the more diverse and concentrated individuals are, the more likely they are to have a more progressive kind of liberal approach to individuals because they're just mixed up together. But when you go out into spaces where they're more homogenous and communities haven't been as exposed to other cultures, thoughts, ideas, and people, there tends to be more friction, to put it lightly. And I think this is being experienced on a global scale. And at the same time, many of those nations are inadvertently causing some of these issues or contributing to them, which are creating the refugee crisis. And it's just this big tangled mess. And so there's a question in there for you. In looking at your 30 years of experience in conflict resolution and mediation and education and with the legal community, what do you see for the future as the best way forward to start to bring together society using the understanding-based approach, conflict resolution in general? What's the focal point of your career at this stage to make an impact in the world?
Yeah, very good question. Thank you for that. For me, the understanding-based model was an absolute turning point to understand, as I already said, it's not about right and wrong. It's about coming together, creating a safe space, relationality, and I would say a bigger capacity to listen carefully with empathy and an open heart, open mind to understand. independent, where the people come from, what conflict arises, and what perspective is in the room. I have to understand it. I can't escape. This is a human being. The person has right in its perspective, and I can learn. And when the other person feels more safe in the room, feels appreciated, feels that I try to feel the other person, I try to understand the other person, then my experience is that the other person opens up itself and is able and willing to listen on that side. So this dynamic is needed in the whole society. The polarization we are living now in, this is destructive. This is really, really dark. And this will find no answer. The polarization of right and wrong, we see here every day in the news and hear every day on TV, who is right, who is wrong, who started, who is the enemy. This is not constructive. This is not helpful. This brings us more apart than it supports. It can support society. This is not the right way. So we have to turn our mind in the way that we remind us that we are all sitting in the same boat. We all have the same problems. We all have the same climate crisis. We all have the same wounds in the societies. When we look back three or four generations, and epigenetics proves that we all have the unintegrated past, means the unintegrative wounds of our ancestry. We have it in us. We're sitting here with this. So I have the unintegrated past of my grandmother, grandmother, who all were refugees here in Germany. My father was a prisoner in the Second World War. This is sitting here with me. Maybe this is the reason why I'm so interested in mediation and not in thinking of right and wrong. I always had the question, how can we live together in a good way? How can we meet with the right point? How can I attune in a good way to another person that I have the feeling, okay, here we come together. Here I can really listen, and here I'm received by the other person. And here is the magic point where we really understand we are all human beings. At that point, it feels like healing. It feels also like healing the old wounds, because that's what was missing. It was against each other. When my father came out of the war, he was a broken man. He never really found his place again in society. And maybe you can imagine how that was for us as family and me as a daughter.
This podcast is supported by our CUC Connect members, whose yearly membership includes free attendance to our live monthly webinars, 12 additional featured recordings of past training events, discounts to our basic and advanced training programs, and support from our network of certified trainers for continued professional development. Consider joining CUC Connect today and dive deeper into the understanding-based model.
I was searching for answers all my life through. And I got a lot of answers in mediation. In every mediation, it healed a little bit also inside of myself. Every mediation gave answers to me. I saw in every mediation how a conflict was de-escalated only by sitting together at one table and empowering the parties to really come back to themselves. They stopped fighting against the other and they came back to themselves and asked themselves, okay, what emotions do I have? Why do I feel so accused or so neglected? What are my needs? And at that point, not resting with the emotions, asking, what do I need here for myself and in this situation? Independent of if it's a professional situation or private situation, it doesn't matter at that point. It's all the same when people come to that inner place, then something new comes into the room. Some call it the magic of mediation. For me, it's the inner place where I meet humanity. And from that point, everything is possible. I saw it hundreds of times. We can find new solutions. Often we can find new innovative approaches to new areas of life. There were so many creative projects coming out of a mediation. It was amazing what I've seen. So I deeply trust the model, the understanding-based model of mediation. I deeply trust this model because it's called a model, yes, but it's really the essence of relationality, the essence of meeting at the heart where everybody remembers that we are one, we are interconnected, and we need each other. And this is a game changer. As a lawyer, I have no clue about that. As a mediator, I really learned that we need each other and we need every experience, every feeling, also the hard ones. Also the dark sides, we need all this, that we all come together and can heal all wounds. And then something new starts up. Otto Sharma calls this presencing. It's a point where you have the feeling something bigger is entering. And he calls it open mind, open heart, and open source. So your question, what do I see for the future? I see peace at school. Pupils have to be trained in self-reflection, taking responsibility for their own feelings, their own needs, and finding words, go into a relationality, and being brave to stand for their own point of view. And learn what conflicts are, that the conflict is not a negative thing. Conflict only shows up that there are different perspectives, and we need the different perspectives. It's great. The only question is that we don't jump into reactive modes or patterns or emotions, but that we have to own our own emotions and to be curious for the other side. And this is one thing. And the other thing is really to build up in society the capacity to meet other cultures, other person, other perspectives, and to learn from each other and to co-create. We have to co-create something new. We have to co-create the future. And therefore we need to deal with conflicts. It's a part of this.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I wish we had more time. I have so many more questions, and it's such a pleasure to speak with you and to listen to talk about your vision and your experience and your impressions of how conflict is affecting us in society and the urgent need that we have to do something about it at all levels. I really appreciate your time, and hopefully I can have you back in the future to talk with us. I think it would be lovely to speak with you again, but I do appreciate your time today, Suzanne.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Bye, James.
Suzanne Fest is trainer and manager for Mediation Fest, which conducts conflict resolution and mediation training programs in Germany. You can learn more about her and the work her organization is doing by visiting www.mediationfest.de.
Thank you to today's guest for being with us today and to our CUC Connect members, whose support enables the Center for Understanding and Conflict to bring new perspectives in the field of conflict resolution and mediation to you, our listener, in each new episode. You can find out more about today's episode, along with full interviews and additional information about conflict resolution and mediation using the understanding-based model at www.understandinginconflict.org.